Now, here's Pebbles with what's hot and trending.
No Mega Millions winner? Wait until you hear how much is now up for grabs. Cardi B had a big night last night, and who in Boston was named the best pizza in the United States? Melissa has the juice coming up.
Call Beyonce a bitch? You got to deal with Jay-Z.
Wiggy has your sports.
And tonight is a guaranteed win for your Red Sox.
But first, today is the day. It is the last day for you to register to vote in Massachusetts. If you have a signature on file with the registry and you have a Massachusetts driver or state ID card, you can register online, update your address, or change your party affiliation. Snail mail has to be postmarked by today, or you can register in person at any city or town hall, and all local election offices will be open until 8 p.m. Well, no Mega Millions winner last night, and that means that Friday's drawing is worth an estimated $868 million.
I meant to win because yesterday I literally shot up in a panic because I forgot to buy tickets.
I know, I did too.
And I said to myself, if there's no winner tonight, that means it's meant to happen for you. Romero Torres Jr., Aliceo Contreras.
I didn't want nobody to win because I didn't play. I was like, oh, damn, I didn't play. Please, nobody win.
Well, this is the second largest payout in lottery history, and the only one bigger was that Powerball drawing in 2016 that was $1.59 billion, where three winners split the jackpot. And if you don't want to wait until Friday's drawing, tonight's Powerball jackpot is worth $345 million.
Could you imagine getting to the Bill Gates level in one shot?
I know.
For like $20.
I know.
Oh my God. You know what? I'm willing to split it. I'm willing to win with like five people. I'm okay with that.
Okay.
Somebody's going to do it.
You have to put money in though, Melissa.
I'll give you a buck. Or a dollar, right?
Two.
Or two. Okay, I'll leave you $2. God.
See, but
don't go in with her.
See, but then that plays a weird thing, right? If Melissa only throws in $2 and say you throw in $10.
Right.
Right. So I'll get that percentage. I'll get 20%.
Wow.
Right?
No. Yeah. I think you get your dollar back and maybe plus $5.
Oh, Jesus.
God. The BET Hip Hop Awards aired last night. Cardi B was the big winner of the night, taking home four awards, including MVP of the Year and Hustler of the Year. Drake was nominated for 11 awards, but only left with one for Hot Ticket Performer. Beyonce and Jay-Z's album Everything Is Love picked up Album of the Year. Kendrick Lamar won Lyricist of the Year. Childish Gambino's This Is America Best Hip Hop Video Award. And XXXTentacion was named Best New Hip Hop Artist. And New York City has had the reputation for the best pizza in America until now. A Boston restaurant now holds the title of Best Pizzeria in the country. Regina Pizzeria in the North End, that is not what I said, now holds the number one spot. I don't know why I always call it Pizzeria Regina, but anyway, Bleecker Street Pizza in New York, number two, and Modern Pizza in New Haven, Connecticut, was number three.
I do like Regina, but Wiggy, I'm with you.
Yeah, Santapio's is better than Regina.
Oh, Regina's is amazing.
No, Regina's
is good.
Have
you ever had Santapio's?
Hell yeah.
That cornmeal on the bottom. Oh,
that's what makes it.
Mama Lisa's in Somerville.
Ooh, Franco's in Waltham.
Here we go.
Here's Melissa with the juice.
We can do this all day. Well, Cardi B is the worst client ever. So says her former makeup artist. So back in January, a makeup artist named Black Swan uploaded a 36-minute long video slamming Cardi B and her encounters with her, calling her rude and blunt, saying that, you know, she would show up late and she would criticize her work. And then Cardi told her to get the F out of here. That's supposedly what happened during one of their sessions. Mm-hmm. Well, in an Instagram live video, Cardi B didn't deny the fact that she was rude to her, but said she was rude to her for a reason.
You don't know how to do your job. Somebody contact you, you come mad late, you come mad high. Then when I don't like it, I wipe my face off and I tell you to get the f*** out, leave.
Black Swan has denied being high or showing up late, and she has receipts to prove it. She actually put out a bunch of the DMs that she had sent. One of them saying like, hey, I'm here, I'm across the street. And they responded to her, Cardi's not ready yet, it's going to be another hour. So she's definitely got receipts that prove she was there on time. Cardi hasn't spoken on it since and said she refuses to apologize. Roseanne was watching the season premiere of The Conners last night, which I gotta say, I gotta give it two thumbs up.
Wow.
I really, really liked it. And Roseanne, though, she wasn't happy with how they killed her off. First off, tweeting during the show, I ain't dead, bitches. And then she released a statement saying the decision to kill her off by an opioid overdose lent an unnecessary, grim, and morbid dimension to an otherwise happy family show. It was. I thought it was really good how they did it.
How much time did they spend on saying that she was dead? And how
the whole show was.
Oh, really?
It was an underlying thing of her being dead the entire show. Yeah, it was interesting.
And
I really like how
made
they did
it funny.
Yeah.
Wow, that's
there were some lighthearted moments, definitely. I think you should. It's on ABC.com if you want to watch it, so I think you should watch it. And depending on who you believe, Jay-Z had a pretty dramatic confrontation with Offset the other night, and it was all over Beyonce. Now, a video has come out that some say showed Jay approaching Offset all mad, supposedly because Offset's ready to drop a song called You're My Beyonce, where he uses the word bitch, but in a loving way. Mm-hmm. And sources say Jay ain't happy about it and confronted him. But the video shows him going up to him for sure, but Jay's like smiling and laughing. Offset's got a smile on his face. You see Beyonce in the background with a smile on her face. This is not a confrontation, in my opinion. This
is me outside. How about that?
Yeah, I don't think this is like dudes walking up to each other and kind of being like, okay, maybe Jay was joking about it. Who knows? But I do have the video. It's on our Get Up Crew Facebook page if you guys want to see it and be the judge for yourselves. Here's Wiggy with sports.
All right, the Bruins, they'll take on the Calgary Flames tonight at 9:30 p.m. Celtics win their season opener versus the 76ers. They absolutely clapped them, 105-87. And they did this all with their two best players, I would say, Gordon Hayward and Kyrie Irving, going 6-for-26 from the field and 2-for-11 from three-point land. But the young pup, Jay Tatum, dropped 23 in the win. So the Celtics team, man, I am excited that basketball is back, and this team looks good. They got a ton of depth. The Red Sox, they take a 2-1 series lead after beating the Astros 8-2. But this game was all blown open by my man, Jackie Bradley Jr.
Bradley Jr., a high fly ball to right. Redick is at the wall, can only watch. A grand slam, Jackie Bradley Jr.
JBJ with the granny in the eighth inning to blow this thing wide open. You know, he struggled a little bit, but he did have the three-run double the other night, so it looks like he's starting to trend upward. So if he can keep this going, the Red Sox are going to be a very, very difficult team to beat. Nathan Eovaldi went six innings. He only let up two runs. Game four is tonight at 8:39 p.m. That's what they're saying. I guarantee a Red Sox victory because the Bruins play tonight, and usually we've seen these past couple of times when there's the Red Sox playing with another team, they've been winning. So we saw the Red Sox and Pats play, they won. We saw the Red Sox Celtics, the Red Sox won. Now we got Red Sox Bruins. Boom. That's your sports.